going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Man, you can't go wrong with a little P.E. This might be what Shedeur Sanders is about to do. Shut him down, all the media. 410-583-1057 is the number. So we hear all this news about Shedeur Sanders, Ed. I don't think I've ever seen so much poking and prodding of an NFL prospect in a long time. In fact, remember, we heard so much about Lamar Jackson before the draft, but not like this. Not like this.
I'm not even close.
No. Do you think if Shedeur Sanders was Shedeur Anderson, we wouldn't hear as much?
No, we wouldn't hear as much. Look, his last name is Sanders. It's like, you know, in the NBA, if the last name is James, you're going to get a lot of looks and a lot of poking and prodding, as you said.
Now, before we call him a victim, do you think he would have got as much attention as a player if his last name wasn't Sanders?
No.
To whom much is given, much is required.
Exactly. That's exactly what's going on.
So you don't feel sorry for him?
No. I mean, I don't know if he deserves all the criticism he's getting, but I'm not so sure he deserves the praise he's getting either. So I assume it balances itself out.
I think I would love to see the young man actually just play in the National Football League and all the talking stops.
Yeah.
There are holes in this game that I would admit I saw when he played. But when Jeremy led me to someone comparing him to the Bengals' former quarterback, Andy Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking to myself, man, I saw Andy Dalton play for years. I saw Shedeur Sanders play. I don't see that comparison. I just don't see it. That to me is, and this is no insult to Andy Dalton, but that's an insult to Shedeur Sanders. He's more talented than Andy Dalton. I mean, whether he'll be a better quarterback, it remains to be seen. But he's more talented than Andy Dalton. I just thought that to me was someone trying to make a point more than trying to make a comparison.
Yeah, I could see that. I just think in case like this, it's so hard. You know, it's tough enough at draft time because there's so much gamesmanship that goes on. You're allowed to lie. You know, things are said and spread that aren't true to deceive people. It's no different than they do, you know, during election season in the United States. You know, all kinds of misinformation is put out. It doesn't have to be true, and they can, you know, retract it later and say, oh, well, that was found to be false, but they said it. And I think the same is true in this case now, where there's so much that is said around draft time. And who knows what's planted by people that actually, you know how it goes. They've got their eye on a player, and they'll put something out there saying, I'm not so sure about this. Mike Green from Marshall.
Yeah.
They're talking about him plummeting in the draft now because of off-the-field stuff. So, I mean, this guy was predicted to be a top 10 pick, and now, you know, there's rumors out there.
It's not rumors. He has some bad off-the-field stuff. In fact, Kim McCusick said he might be black-dotted by the Ravens.
Yeah.
He said he might be black dotted by them. That's why I hadn't said a whole lot about him because of some of the off the field stuff, but he had an allegation in high school and the University of Virginia, I think that's where he went first, made him sign a no tolerance. And then he had an accusation at Virginia, and because he was like basically nobody at the time, they just made him walk. And that's how he ended up in Marshall.
Yep. And the allegations, the sexual assault allegations.
Right. So yeah. I heard he could be a player that's black dotted by the Ravens. But you're right. GMs and front office people are allowed to lie, Ed.
Yeah.
But my problem is the guys, the experts who cover the league, they're the ones putting things out about Shedeur Sanders. That's the issue I have. It's not the GMs who we expect to lie and mislead. It's the people who cover the league. Now, you could say, going back to our previous segment, maybe they're being fed this information by front office.
Exactly. Well, because how many times have you heard an anonymous source, an anonymous front office member of the NFL,
right,
an anonymous coach? You get, when they're anonymous, it's like it could be anything. It could be somebody wanting to, you know, feed misinformation for their own benefit. It could be someone feeding information to hurt the player because they had a bad experience with him or a legacy. Like, you know, they didn't get along with his father. And now, you know, his name has come up, so screw him. You know, we're going to take it out on this kid. You think about it. Like, wasn't that the reason Elway didn't come to the Colts?
No, Elway didn't come to the Colts because he didn't like Frank Kush. His dad had his beef with Frank Kush.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, that's how, you know, far back these things go sometimes. It's not just the player himself. It goes back to parents. So it's very tough to know.
Man, somebody left me a gift. Somebody left me some Reese's Pieces eggs, Easter eggs. They're open, but, you know, I know they're left for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's go to Ellica City and get Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
What's good, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning, team.
Great topic, man.
Thank you,
sir. I think just in kind of like the whole ball of wax type of gig for Shedeur Sanders, I think he's a very talented football player. He definitely comes from football royalty. But, you know, the knocking of his game and where he'll be drafted, I think, like you said, it's just personal opinions, whether discreetly or out in the open. But kind of like Colorado football, man, it's all upside, Rob. It's all upside money. I think it's going to work out for Shedeur one way or another. And I just don't think negativity's ever knocked him down. I just think it's going to continue just to be upside for him, kind of unlike Bronny. It just didn't go upside all the way for him.
I think that's a good person to bring up, Kevin. Thanks a lot. Shedeur Sanders is a better football player than Bronny James is a basketball player.
Yes.
So I think Shedeur Sanders has the talent, Ed, to shake his father's name. I don't know. That still remains to be seen with Bronny James.
Yeah, I look, you know, when I was a little kid, like 7, 8, 10 years old, I was a huge Archie Manning fan. Peyton was better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he just was. I mean, Archie played for a terrible expansion team at the time. The Saints had just come into the league. But still, I mean, Peyton Manning is, is proven to be, maybe the arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks, if not the greatest of all time. Most people point to Brady, like I do. But someone who is not in studio today would make case for Peyton, and I get it. I definitely get it. So I think that's a good example as well, because the Mannings are NFL royalty as well.
Let's go to Rashawn again in Baltimore. What's up, man?
I'm here now, man. You know, it was a rookie move this morning. You know, man. No, but, hey.
I thought you were just tired from waiting on the radio at 2 o'clock in the morning on a national show now. I thought you were just big. I thought you were big timing us, man.
No, I wouldn't. I'll never forget where I come from, man. You know, but speaking of the national shows, you know, I was on there a couple shows last night, you know, talking about this draft. You know, I get a little antsy around this time of the year. Because with this draft situation, you know, I think this could be the Cowboys draft, though. You know, I think, you know, you heard me this morning, Rob.
Don't nobody care.
You don't care?
No.
Hey, what do you think about what he's talking about, George Pickens, man? Why do I want no George Pickens? Why he had distractions? I hear a bum. He ain't show up in the playoffs at all. I mean, not the
playoffs. That is a Cowboy move, though.
It is. It definitely is. I'm like, don't wish that on us. That's the last thing the Cowboys need, for real.
I agree with you, but that's a Cowboy move.
Yeah, it definitely is. Hey, but, as far as Mark Andrews, you know, I think he might get traded tonight. But if we can fleece a team for at least a third-round pick, you know, there got to be some idiot team out there that we can fleece them for. But maybe a team that might want, you know, that's like they one piece away, you know, from winning the Super Bowl. But I hope they don't trade them to none of our rivals, like Chiefs or nothing like that, which I don't think they'll do. The Chiefs got Kelce anyway, so what the hell they want some Andrews
for? Let me just say this, Rashawn. Let me just say this. It's not looking good for this being your final year being a Cowboy fan, because you do know you lead every show with them.
Yeah, I know, man. I want to go out with a bang, though. You
it's
know,
not,
like
not looking good for you. Not looking good for you.
Listen, I'm not going to sit around and root for a team for 50 years. They ain't won a championship in 50 years like the Knicks. It was like 1973.
Wow.
You know, all the Jets.
How am I catching a stray here?
No reason there. It's just
I don't know, man, but cause I really didn't realize until a couple days ago it's been since 1973, Ed, since the Knicks won. And, like, why are they so popular and so got all this fame and Spike Lee stuff? And they haven't won since.
Because Spike Lee's a real fan. Because
it's the hub of the universe, my friend. That's why.
And Spike Lee's a real fan, unlike other people who fall off because their team don't win championships. I respect Spike Lee. He is fan one regardless of what his team does. He shows his emotions, but he also still shows his support. Unlike people around here, I can't watch the Orioles. They're bad. Well, don't watch them then.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't watch them.
I tried to snap a photo the other day. It's appropriate because Rashawn brought this up. I'm sitting behind a car at a light. I couldn't get my phone out in time. He had a bumper sticker. But it said, New York Jets, 1968 Super Bowl champions. And I had to explain to Celeste why it was funny. I was like, that's hilarious. Like, who would put that on their car? But I got to give them credit. It's like,
hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients. And that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances, MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.